afternoon and welcome to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the Manufacturer and Business Association Business Magazine. And today we have a special guest with us in the studio, Alan Hamilton, Vice President of Equipment Services and Component Engineering for Wabtec. Well, the MBA has a great relationship with Wabtec, and Alan is here to talk about the company's proud history as a high-tech supplier for the freight and rail industries and the importance of manufacturing today. But before we get started, Alan, please tell us a little bit about your background with manufacturing and Wabtec.
Sure. So I started at this plant here in Erie, Pennsylvania, that's now part of Wabtec. It was part of GE Transportation. I started here as a summer student, actually, in 1989. And, you know, ever since that time, I've had a lot of affiliation through my role in engineering with the manufacturing roots of this plant. And, you know, this plant, it's a very large campus. In fact, it is the largest of the Wabtec plants and produces, you know, a variety of equipment that is both designed here and abroad. And that equipment goes all the way from the component level up through the final product. And that's for various types of products that range from very large locomotives that ship around the world for use in you know, North America, Australia, Brazil, Kazakhstan, all sorts of different places, as well as the componentry that goes into kits and spare parts. And then also mining equipment that goes to some of the largest mines in the world for things like copper and gold and coal mining, et cetera. We produce the drive systems that go into these very large trucks. And so, you know, at the end of the day, while this plant is at this point a very, you know, large, you could say, innovation facility with a lot of engineering and lab talent, it still plays a critical role in Wabtec's manufacturing plan for our worldwide operations. So it's a very interesting place to work.
Since 1869, Wabtec has been at the heart of the manufacturing industry. So tell us a little bit about the company and how it got its start in Western Pennsylvania.
Sure. And, you know, the interesting thing is with every problem, there's always an opportunity. One of the things that, you know, George Westinghouse was able to envision is that while the railroads were making great strides for the movement of goods and people across this great land, the fact of the matter is that he foresaw the need for better safety, better efficiency through the ability to run longer trains at higher speeds. And one of the things that was an impediment to that was the inability to have a very predictable and safe braking system. And so George Westinghouse thought about that as a great, you know, inventor, obviously, of his time over the rest of his life, and was able to foresee how pneumatics air could be utilized to automatically set brakes on these trains. And through that, versus having human interaction that needed to set the brake at the time on every individual car, this allowed that air system to be utilized in a way that in the end made trains much safer to operate, could operate at higher speeds, longer lengths, and make it very predictable. And to a large extent, that system today that is utilized traces its roots all the way back to that time 150 years ago. And Wabtec as a corporation has seen, you know, that great innovation that started with Westinghouse carry on with the addition of like GE Transportation and Edison's legacy of electric locos and diesel electric power as one of, you know, main things that we had done. And then also in Europe, the addition of Faverley and transportation equipment and high speed trains with pantograph equipment, door controls, HVAC. So, you know, Wabtec today is really a merger of these three great inventors and the legacies that they've left from Westinghouse, Edison, and Faverley.
That's great information, Alan. Well, describe Wabtec's operations and global presence today. You know, locations, facilities, workforce. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so today Wabtec is a very large organization of 25,000 associates and employees. Almost a fourth of those are engineers. We make very complex products that do incredible things that solve the world's toughest transportation problems. And we've really become known as the leader globally for providing solutions for heavy haul transportation. And of course, some of the very obvious products are locomotives. They're very visible and people see them every day at crossings and things like that, working very well for our customers like CSX and BNSF, et cetera. But we also provide a lot of other types of products that make that entire train and network of trains able to efficiently operate, you know, in the digital space and other types of services space. And we do that not only in the US, but around the world. And, you know, we have operations in approximately 50 countries, of course, headquartered very strongly in Western Pennsylvania due to our roots. But, you know, we just have an incredible portfolio of products and offerings that serve not only the United States, but so many different places around the world and have manufacturing operations not only here, you know, in Western Pennsylvania that, you know, is the center of our headquarters and a lot of our roots, but we have manufacturing operations around the world in India and Kazakhstan and other types of places that utilize these type of products. And today there's about 23,000 Wabtec locomotives that move at least 20% of the world's freight. So again, the legacy that was started 150 years ago has really grown and blossomed and enabled Wabtec to be a global force for positive movement of goods and people worldwide.
Well, that's very impressive. Wabtec is certainly building upon the foundation laid by Westinghouse by continuing to bring new innovations to the transportation market. Tell us a little bit about some of these product lines.
The interesting thing is that the customers we serve also have very long roots and great histories that both in the United States and around the world have enabled their countries to become connected and to grow as goods and people were able to be more efficiently moved through you know, the railroads that took shape. But you know, that story, while it's a fairly conservative industry, is also one that has great innovation that has occurred over these last 150 years, and it continues to innovate. And we're seeing customers looking towards the future, and we're looking to help them and be part of that next generation of products that will not only be safer and more efficient, but even more sustainable. Rail already is extremely efficient. It's a great way to reduce overall emissions compared to other modes of transportation. But we're thinking about, you know, the next step change as we think about new types of technologies that can be combined with our existing products, as we think about energy storage technologies and batteries on locomotives so that we can capture wasted energy when we go into braking, store that energy, and then utilize it when the locomotive goes to accelerate again. And on some operations in certain geographic areas, that can save over 30% of the energy utilized on one of those runs. We're thinking about even more forward-thinking types of technologies, one day utilizing hydrogen and other types of power to provide the ability to have trains be, you know, completely maybe one day zero emission. And while, you know, these things will take a long time for it to completely play out end to end, we will see before the end of this decade these type of technologies being deployed in different areas around the world as the next big change in railroading. And we're already seeing in countries like Australia, where mining companies have captive railroads, they're more self-contained, they're smaller, but they want to do something with these railroads so that they can help meet their overall sustainability goals. We're talking to some of these places about huge changes in their technology and electrification, utilizing of batteries and other types of things so that they can become diesel-free operations over the next 10 to 15 years. So it is certainly a time where it's extremely exciting. All these technologies are starting to become more mature. They're going from interesting ideas, science type of experiments, technology demonstrators to pilot products, and then true production potential throughout the rest of this decade. So it's certainly a wonderful time to be associated with a company like Wabtec and all the engineering talent and manufacturing talent to build these type of next generation products. It's, you know, you see these step changes, and it's almost like when railroads transition from steam technology to diesel technology, or on traction side transition from DC technology to AC technology, you see these changes happen. And, you know, they end up being game changers, not only in terms of what they do for the environment and efficiency, but usually for what these products can bring to the railroad in terms of productivity and ability to move goods and people in even more efficient ways.
Well, we all know manufacturing is the economic engine that drives the Pennsylvania economy. And what is Wabtec doing to advance STEAM education and skills training in our region?
Yeah, we have a very strong partnership overall with Penn State as one example. And so here in Erie, just as an example, where again, we have the largest Wabtec manufacturing facility or campus, I should say, combined between engineering and manufacturing, we have a great partnership with the local Barron campus, which is part of Penn State. And we have a lot of outreach to the local schools promoting STEAM type of education. And we work with Penn State to host STEAM fairs. We work with Penn State to host summer camps where we bring girls in who are in kind of the middle school range and get exposure to different types of science and technology over a summer camp period during, you know, the July timeframe typically. And there's over 400 girls who have participated in that program over the recent years. And so, you know, that is one strong aspect. Another aspect that we have just through United Way and community schools, Edison Elementary, which is located probably less than a mile away from this plant, we are the community partner to that school. And so we spend a lot of time there doing various types of things. But in addition to improving the school by painting and landscaping and all those volunteer type efforts, we have our employees spending time there doing STEAM activities and other educational activities, both there and at. We have a wonderful learning center here on this campus where we host events and things like that. So we're doing a lot in our communities to really try and promote and, you know, spark that imagination in young kids today to understand that the world tomorrow needs people who are innovative, thinking about new technologies, science and math to make all this happen and the products that are necessary for a better world. And so we're trying to, you know, get these students excited about their possibility for tomorrow and what they can do for the world through these events.
Well, we're very glad to hear that you're doing all those initiatives. And can you tell me, Alan, what does Made in PA mean to Wabtec and its workforce?
You know, we have a very, very long and storied tradition here in Pennsylvania with plants that are in all across Western Pennsylvania, whether it's in the plant that I'm at in Erie, Pennsylvania, or if you go to the historic site down Pittsburgh in Wilmerding, or our Grove City facility where we make diesel engines for the locomotives here in Erie. And we have some of the best craftsmen in the world. And I dare say from a locomotive perspective, the best craftsmen in the world producing these type of products here, and they come right out of Pennsylvania. So we have a wonderful innovation center here full of engineers. We dream and think about these wonderful new products. How would I move the world forward, being even more efficient, being even safer, being more sustainable, And then we have the workforce that actually produces these products and come from all sorts of different areas. But a lot of it is made here right in Pennsylvania. And that's a tradition that, as you said, expanded, you know, more than 150 years. So it's great to be part of. And there's a lot of pride and effort and innovation that takes place right here in Pennsylvania that shows up in all corners of the world doing incredible things to help those countries and the people of those countries have better futures for themselves.
Well, that's great to hear, Alan. We're definitely proud to have WabTech as one of our MBA members and look forward to what's ahead. If you'd like to know more about WabTech or about area manufacturers in our region, please check out the May edition of the MBA Business Magazine, our 14th annual Made in PA issue. And be sure to save the date for our 10th annual Manufacturing Day on October 11th at the Bayfront Convention Center here in Erie. This is Karen Torres signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.